Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Talk to Me. This is your switchboard and producer, Chabonet Williams. We also have our gracious host, Miss Linus, and her co-host, Miss Vernice. And tonight we will be doing psychic readings for the first 30 minutes. We do ask the callers to call in. That number is area code 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. We know it's the new year and you have plenty of questions to ask, but we do ask that each caller ask one question. And if you would like a more in-depth reading, please go to www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That website again is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. You can also log into the chat room to get that website address, or you can leave your email address and Linus will contact you to answer your question. We're going to go ahead. And Miss Linus, are you there today?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
And Miss Vernice, are you with us as well?
Yes, I am. Welcome
okay.
to Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to go ahead and take the first caller tonight. Welcome to the show, caller. What is your name and your question?
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Hello. Go ahead, caller. This is Linus. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? This is Ebony.
Hi, Ebony.
I was calling to see what you see, Linus, that's upcoming for me for career.
Okay.
Right now I'm picking up Ebony in the medical field.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm getting the medical field, like transcription or receptionist, secretary, around February.
Okay, and I haven't been in the medical field. I'm not applying for anything in the medical field. The only thing that could be somewhat similar, but it's not really, is I was going to get another graduate degree in marriage and family therapy, and they sometimes work in hospitals, but, you know, that
well, there
wouldn't,
you go.
Wouldn't
that's
right.
That's used in the hospital, so of course, why not? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But try the medical field. You know what I see February. So even though you're going to for another degree, check with some of that. It doesn't necessarily have to be a hospital. It could
okay.
be, you know, I don't want to say a mental place, but or a family counseling
mm-hmm.
type of place.
Okay.
And believe me, they can use your service and your education.
Okay.
But I think that they would hire you.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, caller. What is your name and your question?
Hi, my name is Sharon. Happy New Year to you. I guess I wanted to ask her about what does she see for career, upcoming 2012.
And you said your name is Karen?
Sharon.
Sharon. Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. When you said, okay, let me go back. You want to know what's coming up in career for 2012. The first thing I saw was a struggle. You must be at a place right now where you're not very happy at, and you want to move on to some other thing. Yeah. Excuse me. Forgive me, burping. I had some onions for lunch, and they're talking to me.
I see administrative work.
Oh,
are you in a supervisory position right now? Where you supervise people?
No, right now I'm just taking classes, you know, in accounting and bookkeeping, and I'll be finishing up at the end of January, so.
No, you have a promotion coming up, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to get that promotion around March 1st. So you have a promotion coming, but then the company that you're in, better pay, I see maybe about $1.25, $1.50 more an hour, that you're, it's within the company, yeah, but I see you as a supervisor. I don't know if you're going to see me within the company
for that now, but there is a promotion coming, and they would put you in that position. I see by May you have a chance to do something that you like as a hobby, almost 180-degree turn. Is there something, if you have a hobby that you wanted or thought about you could make money at, there's a possibility come May.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That you can make money on. You know what I mean? If you're into crafts or jewelry or anything like that, something that you enjoy doing that you don't mind sharing with other people. And make, not saying you got to leave your job now. I just see this as something that you've always wanted to do. The opportunity will present itself that you can do that.
Oh, okay. All right, so you see me getting a job in a supervisory position.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm not working.
And you
working.
Will know by March 1st. So I'm not, huh? You know, about a couple of months, you'll know.
Oh, okay,
so
great.
What you're doing good.
Oh, all right, great. I'll keep you posted or definitely
yes,
get a reading.
Yes, please do. But just mark it down. Remember, I said either $1.25 or $1.50 more per hour.
Okay. All right, great. God bless you.
God bless you, too. You have a good day.
All right. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller.
Hello.
This is Linus. How may I help
you? Hi, this is Patricia. I wanted to look at love life for this year.
Okay. Love life. Well, Patricia, let's see. You just went through the hurt right during the holidays.
I did.
I can feel that in my heart. One thing Spirit wants me to tell you is to be clear about what it is that you want in a relationship. Because I see it's not a problem about you getting a man, but what is it that you really want, you know, spiritually, mentally, and physically?
Mm-hmm.
May is going to be a turning point for you. And, Patricia, what I'm seeing is an understanding, not only about you, but about a couple of men I see that you, one of them, there's a communication barrier. The other one, you enjoy sex with him, but you want to communicate. You and him have a better communication.
Yeah.
So I would say by May, you're going to need to make a decision one way or the other. I'll say go with the one that gives you spiritual, mental, as well, of course, as the physical, and be able to communicate with you, because this seems to be the problem that you've had in relationships. There's a communication failure there. They don't seem to understand you, and sometimes you don't understand them.
Yes.
Okay. And the hurt that you just went through just helped you to grow more.
That was with the one who doesn't communicate. He's not good at communicating.
Okay. That helped you to grow more. So, you know, develop your communication skills a little bit higher, but you don't have a problem. You don't have a problem about getting paid or a man. So that I don't even have to talk to you about that. My thing is communication, understanding. That's what you're lacking in the relationship. So in May, look for something. And I'm going to tell you this, by August, you're going to be at a picnic or something and also meet a man that you figure is the man of your dreams. But I'm going to tell you to be careful, because I see this man as like a thief or a robber. So he's going to come on strong. This is August, I'm sorry. He's going to come on real strong to you. Back up off that, because he's not what you think he is. You know how
I never met him before, right?
I'm sorry?
I never met this person before that I'll meet in August?
No, you haven't met him. That's what I'm saying. He's going to come on strong, and you're going to think this is the answer to the prayer. No, it's not.
Okay.
This man is a thief, he's a robber. So, no. In other words, beauty's on the skin deep. Don't let the looks and the charm fool you.
Okay.
Yeah, go with what you know what's best for you.
Okay.
But anyway, don't forget you got them two back up earlier, so.
Say that again.
I said you have the other two back up earlier, so.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But always what? Do this for me. When you have a relationship, even if it's friendship and maybe it doesn't work out, try to remain friends even though you go your separate ways.
Oh, it's hard for me to do that because I don't want to have anything to do with them after we're not together anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just the respect. You see them out somewhere, they'll still respect you and you respect them. It just didn't work for you,
okay.
too.
Yeah, okay.
It may work for you and someone else and them with somebody else.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Enjoy. Thank you for calling. Who's next?
Okay, those are all the callers we have at this time.
Okay, with that, we're going to do a little bit of Urian Review, which is part of the show today. I don't know if Chabonet told you not, but we're going to do a little bit of Urian Review, and we're also going to do the News of the Weird. You guys are used to that, and we'll do sports at the end. So, and of course, this year we're going to change the format a little bit. By next Sunday, we should have it down pat. But we're changing the format a little bit. So bear with us and pray with us, and hopefully that everything will turn up very well. So since we don't have any callers right now, Bernice is going to give you a little bit of news of your review from 2011.
Okay. There were a lot of breakups in 2011. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, of course. And we also have the former basketball star, Allen
Iverson,
and his wife, Tawana Split. Is that how you pronounce her name? And she accused him of taking their money, leaving the family broke. Terrence Howard ended his short-lived marriage after accusations of abuse. He says he's realized he married a racist who wanted him dead. Oh, my gosh. Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony called it quits, and both moved on to younger partners. Okay. She bought her boy toy a Bentley. Vivica A. Fox realized she needed love, real love, and not a shopping partner. Excuse me, people. Not a shopping partner. She called it quits with party promoter, what's his name? Omar Slim White? Slim White.
Okay.
Tyra Banks split with her older banker boyfriend, John. All these people with these names. His name is John, okay, y'all? Okay. And he's now dating a Russian model named Tyra, okay? Took off on a spiritual interest to regroup her life. Former American Idol winner Ruben Studdard and his wife. Okay, come on. And his wife split up 3 years of marriage. Oh, this is just getting right ridiculous around. It is.
Break up.
Oh,
anybody still?
And what's her name? What's her name? Katy Perry. Oh my gosh. Okay, and then we've got singers Kenny Lattimore and Shante Moore called it quits after 9 years of marriage. Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher's marriage couldn't survive his infidelities. Okay. Demi should have known better. So she was talking about that before they got married. You know, cheating did in basketball great Kobe Bryant and his wife Vanessa. And after 10 long years of being together, Vanessa filed for divorce. By the way, she never signed a prenup.
Mm-mm. And you know that, Sam, you got two kids on the side.
Oh,
for me.
Yes.
Two kids, we knew have two kids on the side within their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know he a dog.
Oh, I'm calling
Kobe. Kobe.
By the way, she never signed a prenup. Kim Kardashian used basketball, Chris Humphries, and after 72 days, y'all, ended their fake marriage. Oh, they called it a fake marriage.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody did.
I did, too, because I thought it was phony, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Didn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and after 25 years on the air, Oprah left her popular daytime talker to concentrate on her Oprah Winfrey Network, a.k.a. OWN. Oh.
Yes, she left.
She left? I cannot believe it. The network.
No.
Wait. Do we have any calls coming in?
No, not at this time. Go ahead.
Okay. You don't have to read the whole thing. Just a synopsis.
Yeah,
so she, 25 years she left an open home.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not doing that good.
It's not doing any good, really, at all. So you want to do the next one here, Lennis?
Well, I just want to, if everybody remembers the MGA telethon,
Muscular dystrophy.
Yeah,
telethon.
But they do it every September.
Jerry Lewis's telethon.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
They got rid of him last year after 50 years of doing it.
They
did. That was a big news story, too, back in September. And I forgot who they brought in. Nigel Lico, one of the creators of American Idol, to co-host the show now. So
why did they get rid of Jerry Lewis? I mean, was he not getting along with anybody?
I thought he was too old.
Oh, okay.
I thought, to my knowledge, it was his health is failing him now.
Okay.
That was one of the reasons he had to step down. They didn't say what it was, or at least I don't remember it. But, yeah, I think it was his health that was the reason why he needed to step down.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then, y'all, we don't want to forget about Charlie Sheen, Shop Show, 2.5 Men.
I still don't watch that show because he's not on there. I do not watch that show, and I have not.
I don't watch it either.
She refuses to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
anyway,
right.
Anyway, for weeks, she and the former star CBS show, 2.5 Men, dominated the headlines with his weird antics, behaviors, and sayings. He had his women beside him, and he took to the internet with pure madness.
Oh, my God.
Y'all remember, we all thought he had definitely went out in left field.
Yeah, he lost his mind. That's what he did.
Mm-hmm. At times, he appeared like he was out of his mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the interim, he lost his show, 2.5 Men, which they brought on now. Ashton Kutcher is the one that took his place. He was the same Ashton Kutcher that's getting divorced from his wife, Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And that somehow all grouped together.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a hot story, too, of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget church, y'all.
Okay.
Bishop Eddie Long.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Finally came to his senses, and he stepped down from the pulpit for a while to focus on his family. Come on, y'all.
Oh.
Bishop Long, if y'all remember, was up on, it hasn't been proven or disputed, but four young men came forward and said that they were sexual accusations and misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he settled out of court, if you remember, but the outcome of all this, y'all, is that his wife of 21 years, him and her, are now getting divorced, and they have 3 sons.
That's something.
So I think because stuff was didn't come out in the truth to begin with.
Uh-huh.
But, if y'all remember that picture of Eddie Long with that white beater shirt on, look kind of sweet to me.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what else we got going on?
A couple more things. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Well, don't forget, Amy Winehouse was found dead in her bedroom last year. A lot of people, if you don't know, she had that popular song called Rehab.
Yeah.
She did a lot of blues and R&B. Yeah, she passed away. And for you young folks, let's not forget the Justin Bieber paternity scandal.
Oh, what happened? Well, I know she dropped charges and everything.
She didn't have no sex. She's crazy.
No.
She was a baby. Justin Bieber was a baby.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
He wasn't even thinking about that. He was not thinking about that, okay? I'm like,
no.
This grown woman needs to quit. She needs to get whooped with an ugly stick, okay?
Yep, Justin Bieber. Oh, and y'all know, remember Beyonce and her mother and father got divorced. And, of course,
And to let everybody know, Beyonce and Jay-Z had a baby girl.
Yes, they did.
Oh, they had the baby.
They had the baby.
They had the baby.
Yes, she did.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So congratulations to Jay-Z and Beyonce on your baby girl.
Congratulations. Yes.
From Talk to Me, and we'll be sending that gift, a prayer.
Yeah.
Brandon Paris. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so she was further along then.
Yep. She was just one of those women who didn't hardly show, because I had two girlfriends like that, and they just like, y'all make me sick showing. That's the time to show it. I mean, just make me sick. So, you know, she lost that time in no time, you know.
Yes.
Yes. So.
Oh, I sure hope that baby looks like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Anyway, going on. And let's not forget about Herman Cain.
Yeah.
He had to adopt the other day, Bernice. Did you see talking about he might come back?
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, he's suspended, which he should just go on and step down. But now he wants to come back. And with the voters that were behind him. They want to know, well, where are you going to put those voters? You know, like, are they going to be with Romney? Are they going to be with the Tea Party?
So he thinks, since he done stepped down, he thinks everything is okay and all this is going to go away. No, it ain't. It's going to come back and bite him in the butt again.
Yeah, because y'all remember Herman Cain running for president, and instead of him telling the truth, he got caught up in all his lies. And the biggest lie was the woman, who's that, Amber, whatever her name was.
Oh, yeah. 13
years.
Yeah,
13 years. How do you forget you've been in a relationship for 13 years?
Ginger, that's her name.
Ginger?
Ginger White.
Yep, that was a good story, too.
Heck, yeah, it was a lot of them. And then, I can't believe I'm forgetting the senator that got shot in the head by that crazy guy.
She just went home, too. They showed that.
They showed that on the news. She's doing really good. Yes. So I'm happy for her. They hadn't said anything whether or not she was going to go back. I personally don't think she's going to make it that far, go back to the Senate, because her speech is still pretty impaired. Yeah, it's like a person with a stroke. She knows what she wanted to say, but it's hard for her to say it. You know, she probably won't. But her husband
But she could work behind the lines,
behind
the scenes. Behind
the scenes, yes, she can. And her husband loves her and is with her 100%. You go, man. I love you for that.
Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we're having technical difficulties, so we're going to have to shut down.
Okay.
And start back up. I'm sorry. Maybe we're okay.
It's
something
in the system because,
because we got a blurb at our end. For you listeners, we're at two different places today. Shaw's at one studio, and me and Bernice are at another. And me and Bernice went on to check two on Blog Talk, and they had a blurb up there that was something was going on within the system of Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
Yeah,
so they're trying to correct it as we go along. Hopefully, they'll get it all cleared up.
I'm hoping. Well, it looks like we're still okay to go, so.
Okay.
All right, let's keep going.
Okay.
Okay. Is it time for a break?
It's been 15
minutes.
Just a
second.
It's almost a half an hour.
Okay, yes, and for callers who would like to call in and get a psychic reading, that area code is 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. And again, my system is locked up.
Okay.
So go ahead and tell a couple more stories if you have some. Tell a couple more stories first.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Golden Voice Ted Williams.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yes. Has bailed out of rehab. Williams, the homeless man with the golden voice. They had him on the news the other day, too, was put in rehab to deal with his drug and alcoholic problems. After appearing on the Dr. Phil show, it was agreed that he would deal with his issues before he embarked on the many career opportunities that he was being offered.
William was discovered on the streets, of course, in Ohio. Well, they had the news on there that he's doing well. He has been clean now, and he has a talk radio, and he's doing very well. I am so pleased. I hope he continues to have good success, because he does have a really deep, sexy voice, y'all. He does. A real deep, sexy voice. Okay? Okay.
And, you know, I think what happened for him was that he, it was too much. It was too much fame all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And that man wasn't ready for it,
mm-hmm.
and probably still dealing with a demon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too much.
Yeah.
There was nobody to kind of mentor him or work with him. To
right.
help him.
And so they decided to work with him and help him. So he's doing good.
Yeah,
good. He's doing really good. I'm happy for him. And they wish him all the luck. And we have Conrad over here. Conrad Murray, y'all. Dr. Conrad Murray will have to get used to life behind bars. Murray was sentenced to 4 years in jail after being found guilty in the involuntary manslaughter trial for the
okay,
death
go ahead.
Of Mike
You're going to have to stop. You're going to have to stop.
Oh,
have to stop.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead and log off. We're going to have to log back in. Go ahead and turn log off, and I'll call you guys to call back in.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
We want to do is listen to the shows.
Thank you for calling back to talk to me. We apologize for the technical difficulties. We are back.
Okay, we're here.
And if you want to call into that number, that area code is 646-727-2914. That number again is 646-727-2914.
Oh, do you have me on the line?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. All righty, any calls come up?
No, not at this time.
Okay, okay. Well, we are at the half hour, so would you like to start News of the Weird? Because we can always go back.
Okay. Son Theodore Zimek and two other relatives filed a lawsuit in November against the St. Stanislaus Cemetery in Pittsburgh for the unprofessional burial of Theodore's mother, Agnes, in 2009. Agnes had purchased an 11-by-8-foot plot in 1945, but when she finally passed away, the graveyard had become so crowded that, according to the lawsuit, workers were forced to dig such a small hole that they had to jump up and down on the casket and whack it with poles to fit into the space.
Oh, my God. That's cold.
Yes, and then, okay, I'm going to need you and Mama Rollins, if you guys are sitting close, you're going to need to go further apart because there's an echo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so. We were getting that earlier.
Yeah, that's why I keep turning it off the cell number. Okay. A December New England Journal of Medicine report described a woman losing her breast implant during a Pilates movement called the Valsalva, which involves breath holding while bearing down. The woman says she felt no pain or shortness of breath, but suddenly noticed that her implant was gone. Doctors at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore discovered that because of the woman's recent heart surgery, the muscles between the ribs had loosened and the implant had merely passed through a rib opening. They did return it to its proper place.
That thing was sitting down in her body?
Yes.
Oh, that's gross. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Lori Martinez. Lori Martinez, 36, was charged in December with filing a false police report in Sacramento, California, alleging that she was raped, beaten bloody, and robbed in her home. It turns out that she had become frustrated trying to get her husband to move them to a better neighborhood and that faking a rape was supposed to finally persuade him. Instead, he filed for a divorce. Martinez is employed by the state as a psychologist. I know. Go figure that one.
Yeah,
after
I'm trying to figure that one.
Yeah, if your husband don't want to move, then fine, deal with it. But to sit here, and I remember this story breaking loose. She did fake her own rape. She had a friend beat her up, do all this just to convince her husband they lived in a bad neighborhood. Whatever she did, she deserved. Yes, and she's a psychologist
as a state employee for correctional inmates in a maximum security that have mental issues. Go figure.
Ooh.
So no wonder she's having all this stuff done. She's already
there
in the nut out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now she'll be one with all of them.
Really?
Yeah, it
so
is.
She's taking that stuff out to the public, you know.
No.
Bite you in the butt.
And she's proven that. After 12 almost intolerable months, Ms. Simona Sumsar finally received justice in November from a New York City jury, which convicted Jerry Ramaratan of orchestrating a complex and ingenious scheme to convince police that Sumsar was a serial armed robber. Ramaratan, a private detective and CSI fan, had used his knowledge of police evidence gathering to pin various open cases on Sumsar as revenge for her having dumped him, and to negate her claim that Ramaratan had raped her in retaliation. Ramaratan was so creative in linking evidence to Sumsar that her bail had been set at $1 million, causing her to spend 7 months in jail. Said one juror, if I had seen this on TV, my reaction would be, how could this really happen?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That is crazy, because he dumped her. He orchestrated this whole entire thing to make her look like a serial arm robber.
Yes,
robber.
He did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's some sick mess. Prominent Birmingham, Alabama politician Bill Johnson describes his wife as the most beautiful woman in the world. But he revealed in December that while on temporary duty recently as an earthquake relief specialist in New Zealand, he had donated sperm to 9 women, and that 3 were already pregnant. Becoming a biological father is a need that I have, he told a New Zealand Herald reporter, and his wife had been unable to accommodate him. Asked if his wife knew of the 9 women, Johnson said she does now. Indeed, Alabama newspapers quickly picked up the story, and Mrs. Johnson told the mobile press register that there is healing to do.
Yeah, healing. Is that all?
Thank you. And not ready for prime time, the unidentified eyeglass-wearing robber of an HSBC bank in Long Island City, New York, in December, fled empty-handed and was being sought. Armed with a pistol and impatient with the slow teller, the man fired a shot into the ceiling to emphasize his seriousness. However, according to a police report, the gunshot seemed to panic him as much as it did others in the bank, and he immediately ran out the door and jumped into a waiting vehicle.
Wow.
Yes, and that is the stories for the news of the weird. And we have a caller calling in. Thank you for calling in. What is your name and your question? Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
yes.
This is Leonard. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. What's your name?
Are you there, ma'am?
Hi. Give me one. Yes, hi.
Hi, what's your name and your question?
Hi, my name is Tony. I'm sorry about that. I had it on speaker, and I will hear a lot of echo.
Oh, she's hearing a lot of echo. I'm sorry about that. Could you give us your name again, please? Hello? Chabonet, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, there's echo. Hold on, let me see. Go ahead and talk again. Hello?
I think she dropped.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think the
she's
call
there,
dropped.
But it's...
Oh, she
yeah.
is?
Let's see. Are you still there, ma'am? No. Okay. She was there. Well, we'll go ahead and take a little break real quick and come right back. If you would like a psychic reading, please call in to 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914.
Oh, that is beautiful. Yeah.
I'm not spending the night, but I got a CD up going.
Welcome back to Talk to Me. We'll try and see if we can retrieve this caller again. Thank you for calling Talk to Me. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there?
There's an awfully loud squeal. Do you hear that in the background? Is that feedback?
Yeah, I don't.
You know what? Why don't we just apologize to the caller, Chauvinet?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do the port and close it out. We'll just close the show out because we haven't seen any technical difficulties
today.
Okay, for the sport, what we're playing tonight, excuse me, yesterday and today, is Okay, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. It's the wild card playoffs. Right now, if you are watching the Steelers and the Broncos, there's 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's tied up 23-23. The Giants beat the Falcons 24-2. The Texans beat the Bengals 31-10. The Saints beat the Lions 45-28. And the next games will be the divisional teams playing. And if you guys are going to be watching your teams, we wish you all the best, since we know the Cowboys and the Seahawks did not make it. Sorry, people. Next Saturday's game will be the Saints against the 49ers on Fox on Sunday the 15th. It'll be the Texans against the Ravens on CBS. And on Fox, it'll be the Giants against the Packers. Good luck to all your teams. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties tonight. Hopefully, Blog Talk Radio will be up and functioning next week a lot better. Please call in to talk to me every Sunday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on West Coast time. On the East Coast, that would be from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. with your host, Linus, your co-host, Mala Rollins, as you all know, Bernice, and me as a switchboard operator, Chabonet. We wish you all a happy new year, a blessed new year, and please be safe and keep reaching for the top. And have a good evening.